Hello?
Hey, Shirley?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Zach. We had talked probably about a year ago about your house on Botno Lane. Are you interested in selling that property?
No, not right now.
Okay. So do you have any other properties that you might be looking to sell?
No. No. I'll about say this is the only property I got now.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. If you did sell, when would you sell? Is it even in the time frame, or am I way off?
It's like this. I've been here for 38 years, and basically it's cheaper for me to live here than live anywhere else. So
sure.
I'm not planning on moving anytime soon, and I'm re-renovating my house, so... And then I'll probably just turn around and give it to my son. So.
Okay. That's nice of you.
Yeah, just give you a heads up of what's going on. You know, I was thinking about it a while back, but because of my health and everything. But after I, you know, did my research on, you know, places to live and everything for assisted living, yada yada. You know, for elderly people, it was like, nah, I don't think so. But I got your number. I see that you live in Chester. That's where my sister lives. Anyhow.
Yeah, we're actually out of Ashland, but I'm familiar with Chester.
It says Chester. Anyhow, my sister has a property on 700 Votino, and it's actually a rental. And... I think pretty soon she's going to consider selling, but if she sells it, she's going to, I mean, she's probably going to ask top dollar for it, you know, as far as selling it.
And when you say top dollar, what do you mean by that?
I mean, right now the houses around here are going anywhere between 280 and 3, according to my Credit Karma. Right, my property is worth 309, but nobody counts the 496 square foot building that's got air conditioning, heating, floors, ceiling, electricity, okay, electrical outlets, because I used it for my business, right? Nobody includes that.
Is Credit Karma offering you that much for your house?
Yeah.
They're saying they'll pay you that much?
I'm sorry?
Credit.
When you go on Credit Karma and you do your net worth and your property value, right? There's a property estimator that's up there, right? And I know for a fact that most of them just do the 1,300 square foot. They don't include the 490 some square foot. It was, you had to do it less than 500, and me and my son built it. Okay, it was built in 2010, and basically, I mean, we had the permits and everything to build everything, and I did it for my business because I was a government contractor, and I got tired of having all these uniforms in my house, and because I had like, I was doing like $450,000 a year worth of uniforms and insignias, sewing, you know, sewing. So I built that in the back, so yeah. I can get like $350,000 if I fix the house up. So that's what I'm working on right now. You know, the only way I'd sell it now is I got $300,000 and somebody else put, you know, the extra $20,000 into it, whatever. Because it doesn't have air conditioning. I never had air conditioning. I've always had window units or roll around units, you know, that you put in the window. Yeah. So and then the heater, disconnecting that because it's a 1960s, you know, heater, so taking that out and replacing that with either a mini split system or central heat or whatever. I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, you already said you're not selling yours, but your sister might be selling hers.
Yeah, but long story short, if I decide not to, you know, not to follow through with it, you know, I've got a couple of people's numbers on, you know, as far as...
I guess that would make me ask, what would make you not fall through with your, you know, plan that you got on renovating the property?
Basically, the property is, like I said, going to go to my son.
Yeah.
Okay. And he can either keep it and invest, or sell it and invest into another one, you know. So it's
Sure.
all going to depend on him, but I'm just trying to fix it up so he can get more money. You know, I have two sons. I had one that had a house in Buckingham, and that got foreclosed, like 2000, what was it, 2013, right when everybody started. I mean, it's like when the market started crashing, everybody started doing bad. I was one of them. Anyhow, that house got foreclosed because I was working for the government, and we weren't at war, and I wasn't making as much money, and I couldn't afford to pay for two houses.
Sure.
And that house I just got finished paying for. It was like 200,000 of my savings to build that house. Anyhow, it was a three-story house up in Buckingham. But anyhow, long story short, that got foreclosed for 80,000, so that kind of hurt me a little bit. And then I had another one that I bought for a friend of mine, and that one I sold for a loss. And I've had where I work construction and help other people flip houses, so I understand what you're doing.
Let me ask
But
you, what would your sister, be open to a conversation about selling her
yeah,
house?
my sister, she, you know, I'll give her your number and, ask her if she might be interested in, selling,
All
But
right,
she's got tenants.
I
She's
gotta
got
pin money
tenants right
if you
now.
got her number.
Yeah, she's got tenants right now, so it would have to wait until after the tenants are gone, So, but I think she's considering, because the property values are going up, but I don't know what her bottom dollar would be. But her property is on 700 Botino, and it's listed in under Jesse's name, which is her husband, but it's actually hers. She bought it from my dad. That was
Right.
my tenant's home, anyhow. And I can ask her if she wants to sell it, because she
Okay.
was considering it,
I got a pen and paper. What's her phone number?
I have to look it up, I'll be honest with you. And I don't give out her phone number unless, truthfully, unless she, it'd be better for me to give her your phone number, right, than for the other way around. And I got 804. Wait a minute, 571. Hold on, keeps on switching back and forth.
710, yes, ma'am.
777710. All
Yes.
I need is your name.
Yes, ma'am. Zach.
Zach? Okay, that's easy to remember. I've got a friend named Zach.
Yep.
Okay, I can
Yeah,
ask her.
you got two friends.
I can ask her, and if anybody else does, I don't mind giving them your number if I see people selling.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that sounds fair, and I will
Yeah.
give you a call to see if I don't hear from your sister, then I'll give you a call to see, how things went.
Yeah. Have you gone down all the foreclosures in the area?
Yeah, we do quite a bit of buying and
Yeah.
selling in the area.
Yeah. Most people who flip go through the foreclosures first. Yeah. And then you're like a headhunter, like I used to be too, where you go through the phone book and try to find people that are, interested in selling, yada yada. Yeah.
That's
I
right.
know. I know. I know. I know what you do. Anyhow, if I
All right.
find somebody that's interested, I got your number, Zach.
All right. Thank you, Shirley.
Now I got your name too.
Yep.
So
You
I
have a
keep
good
it in
day.
mind, and I'll talk to my sister, see if she might be interested, and I'll give her your number.
All
Okay?
right. I look forward to
Okay.
talking with you.
Okay, I promise you that. Okay,
All right.
I'll
Bye-bye.
talk to you later. Okay, bye.